This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Family G. Klein, the Chavad Simchas Hanasurim, Shel Pini Isla, and Esther Dunner. Vov Shvat, Tuesday the 11th of January, Rabbi Simcha Kupfschlita, honouring political compromises.
So, Bishus, Rabbi Avoisai, Bishus, those who are Mikhaim, the Smith of Talmud Torah, Belechtecho Baderech, and are Mikhaim here, Bishivtecho Beveisecho, altogether wants to learn Torah. We talk today about a case that happened in a rabbinical court in Eretz Yisrael, about it could happen in every Jewish community. It's about elections. We have usually in Eretz Yisrael, we have two elections, like every country, you know, the city hall, it's local for this city, and then there are elections for the Knesset, it's publicly for the whole country together. In one of the cities was three different parties. All of them are Orthodox. Let's call it A, B, and C. And they make agreements, and they put on the list in the beginning four names. Why? Because one of the parties said that she's bigger than the others, and they put on the list of four names, two belongs to party A, let's say. The third was party two, party B, and the fourth was party C. So A, B, C. A, two names, B, one name, and C, one name. And they went to the elections, and they signed agreements, and they wasn't becoming with any kinyan, only by signs with the agreement that was. And in the agreement was written that if will be in the elections less than they believe before, then they could get in all together four seats in the city hall. So the first in the list has to desire and to leave the other three between them, and they will make the agreement later that one will desire later. After you can't make the account of the months, even of the days, you know, could be even of the hours. It's so important to see in the city hall, of course. And according to that, that will be the result of the elections. They ran, and after that, what happened, they got less than they believed before. Of course, they didn't got four. They got only two seats. So the party A had two names. The number one in the list said, I'm number one. It means that I'm not in the whole agreement. He not mentioned the agreement, this condition, you know. He said, I'm number one, I'm out of the account, I have to sit for the whole convention. And the other, they divide between them, between the other three members. That's what he wanted, of course. And they went to the rabbinical court, and they had the rabbinical lawyer, and he came with a lot of tainus, according to the halacha. He said, first, it's kinyan dvorim. Kinyan dvorim is not a kid that could be any chalois, to be mekayim at all. If somebody going to buy something, buy property, real estate, clothing, gold, silver, diamonds, everything that's money, you could make agreement on that. But to change the system after such a long month and others, it's not agreement at all. It's kinyan dvorim ba'alme, it's not chal b'kinyan at all. First. Second, he said, it's kinyan, it's dovar shelo b'loilo. We sign agreement what will be a day after the elections. We're not making the kinyan for today, it's only in future. Is again not a kinyan. And not only that, he said, we believe in lechatchila that we couldn't mekayim the whole kinyanim, it's not true. We believe that it doesn't work. We've done it only because the rabbis said it's better for the city, and it's really true that it's better for the city, because the elections, people are fighting each other. The rabbis, we wanted to be quiet in the city, to make one list with agreement, signed names, prepared the list according to the all parties set together in long hours. Beside that, so and so will be the how to divide it between the party, different parties. And because of that, he said, it's not legal, it's not a Kenyan, we don't have to be Mekayim at all the Kenyanim, but that's it. But even though the number one in the list, before the elections, he signed a letter that he desired could be even in the day after the elections, because we are voting for the party one, we have two seats, it's impossible. All believe that it couldn't be. And because of that, he said, I'm ready to sign the letter that I desire, that I will going away from the list at all a day after the elections. It's not Shalom Boloilo, because it's Asmachte Be'almo, Asmachte Lokanye, Asmachte Pshat, I think that everybody believed that he went to win, and to spoil, and later he lost, because that is not a Kenyan. That was the case in Bezal. They went to Rabbinical Court in one of the cities, and they lost the case altogether. The first Rabbinical Court decided they have to be mechayim exactly what's written in the agreement, not to change it, and they tef chalois, we'll see later why it's not the right time to say that it's not chal the Kenyan. And later they went to the higher Rabbinical Court in Yerushalayim. At that time was the chief rabbi of Israel. At that time it was another rabbi, and the Bodo Chaim Tov Baruch, he was a Rav Eliashiv in this case, 50 years ago, in the Rabbinical Court in Yerushalayim. And now we are talking about this Pesach Din. They was decided at that time how and why the agreement has to be recorded by all together. So let's start it. The question is, it's not a Kenyan at all, because they are not going not to buy something, not to sell something. Is Kenyan dwelling the army? Is not a Kenyan? That's the first question. So the Bezin decide there is power that's coming from Tzibu. A Tzibu by itself, anytime that the Tzibu is making Kenyonim, is Kenyan Chal, not in a regular way. Even though in a regular Kenyonim it will be made in this same system about a building, about real estate, about other things, it will not be chal, that's right. But if it's tzibu have right to do kinyoni, whatever they understand it's good for the tzibu, and they have to fulfill exactly what they want before. And nobody could say it's not really, and didn't think about tzibu is not meshate, couldn't say that I make to be a liar to the other party and so on. You signs, go and do be mekayim. We learn together the sources of these aloha to see what's going on about these cases. One of the titles was of the rabbinical lawyer that he said it's not a tzibu at all. It's an agreement like between two partners and two shutzim, you know, they are going together. It's three yechidim, four yechidim. Really, they are a delegation of parties, but privately, everybody wants to sit in the city hall. And because of that, it's not Sibu. Of course, if we are talking that if it doesn't decide that you have to fulfill exactly the agreement, that the whole tainess didn't exist for the rabbinical court in that place. The Israel Sefer, Maim Amukim, the Ranach is the Mechaber, Halocha Oivachas BeYisrael. In Klal Yisrael, there is halocha that is mekayim in the whole world, that any case of rabbim, the whole not that naseh the rabbim belongs to the rabbim, and naseh lifnei rabbim, even though this belongs to the chilim, but they have done it lifnei tzibur, is a kinyan gomur v'sholem, and nobody is allowed to say it's not a good kinyan. Inyan rabbim v'naseh lifnei rabbim. And later did the Tshuva in the Rosh, in the Rashbo, and he said all together, it's no taine of Dobo Shelo Boloilom, it's no taine of Oinoe, it's no taine of Asmachte, it's stronger than any other kid that knew there in the world. To understand how far is going this aloha in the Torah, in the regular courts, I don't know what's going on in other countries, but I know in the state of Israel, if a case like that will come to the regular, the secular court, not Israel, they are not handled these questions at all. Nobody's allowed to come even to them, because they know lechatchile that the Botei Mishpot instead of Israel is not handled this kind of problems. Why? Because the whole time what you mentioned before, they are believed that it's true, and it couldn't be a king of cases like that. It's like, you know, it's friendship and good connections and not in politics, and we are not having problems like that at all. So don't have any possibility to change it by rabbinical, by regular secular, by going with chukos from Umos Oilom. That's not a hesked at all. We don't have to fulfill it. Nobody's obligated to do it, to be mekayim. Only Benin Torah is exactly the opposite, mikotze lekotze, from one side to the other. The stronger king that it could be in the world, but Klal Yisrael is Tzibur. Tzibur have the power, have to be righteous, have to be right, and they are not allowed to say, we believe that it is so and so, and that's, it's not right. It couldn't be. You have to desire that, that's it. You have signs, you read that the letter, you, a day after you go to desire, do it, be mekayim immediately, now, today. Go away and leave the list to the others. That's what you said. To say you believe that you will be the person, you believe, okay, you have Ruach HaKodesh, Bezen don't have Ruach HaKodesh. In many ways, it's not Chal what you are tiny. Your tiny is disappear, you know. We couldn't tiny tiny like that. And let's go ahead now. To say if it's Sibu or not the Sibu, of course that a party is a Sibu. You couldn't say it's not a party. Party A, B, B, C, B, Aguri, B, Mizrochi, B, Arich parties, you know. Marach is a party, it's a Sibu. Of course, it belongs to Sibu. And if the parties are made between themselves, you know, it's not the private people who have done it, you know, the people who are signs that belongs to them, that belongs to them at all. They are the delegation of parties, and parties mean Sibu. And they was remained few times in this Psagdim, that because the rabbi stayed behind it, that makes it for a stronger Sibu than a regular argument, because the rabbis said that it's good for the Sibu that it will be one party and not to fight each other for long months, you know, in the city. It will be a toy bavoyu. Because that is a Sibu, and of course it's Sibu, and we have to listen to it to be mekayim this agreement. And Misha Konu, the Ramo said about the kinyan, private kinyan, Misha Konu, she asked a shtar mechilo lechaberoi, that is moichel. In that case, it would be moichel this chayvet, he has to another person. He don't want it to be, he will not come to bed to ask it, he will be mekayim, the esked, the signs together. Kinyan dvorim, it says the kinyan dvorim ba'alme. Kinyan dvorim ba'alme. It depends which cases we are talking about, but different cases. And I feel there are many things that we mentioned in the beginning, that kinyan, the regular kinyan is not chal, but it's, we are not talking about a tzibur. But tzibur has to be chal exactly. And now everything that we say, I become tomorrow, a year later, 2 years later, 3 years later, you know, it's going directly for five years, in the last few months of the convention, it's chal the kinyan, nobody could say it's kinyan dvorim. And even though that is dibur be'alme, even though it didn't make it kiaskav, not a kinyonim, not kinyonim, but the signs that is enough, good enough to be mekayim, to force them to be mekayim what they took on them as the responsibility, they have to be mekayim it. So let's go step by step. We see that it's not only in that cases, there is other cases that belongs to rabbim as well, you know. Let's say Betzibu, a director of a school said to his candidate that he has to be teachers in the next year. And he decided that this person is the best one that will teach in his school, in the class A, class B, class C. And he told him, okay, you are in. You will be my teacher for the next year. After a few days, he said, oh, please apologize. I have another candidate who is better than you. I don't know if you will be there. And he called him to be Bezen. A director is a tzibur. He's not a private person. He's the director of the school. So he's doing it in the name of the school. You have to be very careful not to promise. You could say, I hope that you will be. I will do everything to come to the board of the school and you will be my candidate and they will decide that you will be the person. But it's not impossible to say that he's a private person. He's doing it in the name of the school. It's Sibu again. School is a Sibu. Party is a Sibu. Kehira Ashur is a symbol. A Bishul made an agreement with somebody that he will be the next rabbi, maybe, or the next Shamez Lehavdil. So Akoponim, it will is a symbol. Symbol again. So if I talk about symbol, different aloches. And the Marie said, Evaye from in the Shuv from Aram Shik in Choshemish Posimach of Zayin, then nearly Evaye the Bedobar Nogia Latzibur is called the Kinyan, like the best Kinyan that could be in the world. Even though it's not a Kinyan at all, but it's like a Kinyan, and it's stronger than a Kinyan. And instead of Evaye, the Torah is talking about the Mishmorois in Beis Hamikdash, from the Kohanim, from Levim. And you see the Torah, Levad Mimkorov al Horovois. Levad Mimkorov, Mimkorov is Mecher. To sell it, they sold this Chusim or in Beis HaMikdosh. The Torah called this Mecher. Selling is free. Lemait Shalom Mechamas HaRegel. In the regel, is no Mishmor Sevio. Every Kohen, every Levi is allowed to come to serve in Beis HaMikdosh in the time of the Regolim. But during the whole year, there is Mishmoros Kohuno, Mishmoros Levio, and it will be correct, and not come in pass with another Kohen, will come with a date that not belong to his tribe, to his family, you know, in Mimkor Bala Obois, he's not allowed to be there. And he said, Tola Tabe Shabboscho, you will have your Shabbos, your week, and I will have my week. And he Torah called it, even though it's not make even not a Kenyan, that it's not, that that's a bit the order in the Beis HaMikdosh. And he Torah called it Mimkorov al Ho'obos, Mimkorov, it had been sold. You couldn't change it because of that. It's like Kenyan Bedibu Be'almo, said Me'adem Aram Shit, Kroi Mechire. The Torah called it Mechire. And he tied it to him, talking only about words, not more than that. It's good enough, strong enough, they call it Mimkorov al Ho'obos. That's a Mechire. Why? Because it's Sibu. That's what he said. Mecher, Mecher Natsa al Ho'obos Bedibu, have a toikep of Mecher according to the Aloche. Even though that the person, the Kohen that is walking in Beis HaMikdosh, he has a share in Kodshei HaKorban that he has to be makiv, and he has a privilege to do this avoider, the other avoider. HaMakiv es Dam HaShalom, he said it to him, Loiti Yeshoif HaYamin LeMono. If he is makiv, the Dam HaShalom, he brings to be the Zrikas Adam. Today in the Daf HaYomi, you learn the whole series, and it was not Gala Maisa in these cases, you know. HaMakiv es Dam HaShalomim, he has the privilege, the Shok HaYomi belongs to him. Shalomi is the make peace between all, between the owner of the Korban, between the Koyani, between the Mizbeach, all together, we get in the share, and because of that, Loiti es Shok HaYomim, by what? By to be Zrik HaSadam. You are Zrik the Dam, you are getting Shok HaYomim Lemono. It's wrong that you be divide between them exactly what you think. It's chelek kechelek yochelu. Why is din mishuchon govoya kazochu? Hashem, of course, is mishuchon govoya kazochu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave it to them. It is given to Klal Yisrael in this order. Lechol kochi mishuchan Hashem. And we are not looking like an agreement between money, between to buy or to sell something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, that has to be the other. And the Torah called it, but in Maram Shik said, Mimkorov, it's a Mecher. This is another Shuvah, very distinct. We mentioned before, a priest will promise one of the teachers, you will be my teacher the next year. Schirus Melamed, Alim Koyach Barsheshes, one of the greatest poets, Rashbash, that Olim Koyach Rabim, power of Rabim to rent somebody, to take him, to promise him to come to the next year to be a teacher there, and we learn from the Shuvah Sarosh that the Tzibur promised somebody that he will be potter to pay the tax for the next year. They have reasons why to do it. And now the Tzibur wants to return. They want to change the decision. They are not allowed to do it because it was a tzibur and you promised him that he's not going to pay the next year the tax at all. Alim le koyach rabim. And the Mabi said exact Alim koyach rabim. The word Alim koyach rabim. And that's the Shuvah Sarosh, Shuvah Sabach, Shuvah Sarashbo. So many shuvahs about it. And because of that, if the person that you mentioned before decide that he, if in this case it happened exactly in the end of the story, that they have less than they believed before, so a day after I went to desire myself, he has to do it. He was not coming in, because he said, a day after I went to desire myself, because that if he destroyed, I not have any right to do it, we are the first, the second, the third, no different. We are serving the tzibur, and a servant of tzibur has to know, they have to be mekayim everything that's happened in this agreement that we are talking about. And there is another tshuva from Rashbash, the same, G'nai le'tzibu lo'imar muti'im hayinu. A tzibu couldn't say we were wrong. Impossible tzibu to say. You said, you took on yourself this responsibility, you have to be kayam. We couldn't say, it was wrong, it was a mistake. But tzibu is no mistake. Your mistake has to be mekayam, the mistake as well. Because G'nai le'tzibu lo'imar muti'im hayinu. And Choshemish, but again, it's in Pei Aleph, Ein derech hatzibur leishtatois, not to make themselves pashoitim, and not to make other people pashoitim as well, of course, you are not allowed. Tzibur is a tzibur. More power than any other agreement in the world is an agreement of tzibur.
A tzibur can make a mistake.
It what?
A tzibur can make a mistake.
If they promise clearly, that will be the end of the story, that this person will be potter to pay the tax for the next year, you couldn't say, no, you are wrong. It's not wrong. The achlote, you have to be mekayim your achlote. And say,
the tzibur can make a pause.
No. If sitting, tzibur is sitting and decide the achlote to be mekayim. Ain't there tzibur leishtatus. Say, urei, bechol keilos hakodesh. Eichem isnagim bein yense. The same shuva that you mentioned before, the Rashbash. How they're running in the Kehilos, you know, in the whole world. Le'oilom einom choizrim. And what could be a reason to come later to say, we're wrong, the king not a good Kenyan? And he mentioned a few cases. Lo'y mishum dobo shelo bo'lo'oilom, that the lawyer, the rabbinical lawyer, came to the press, rabbinical court, he said, dobo shelo bo'lo'oilom, there is not a Kenyan. First, veloy mishum hoynoe, and gnai lesibu mutim ayinu. And the third thing, the alim koyach desibu ke koyach bezdin. Bezdin couldn't say we are wrong. Veibanu levatel mechirosom, because the sibu has a koyach of bezdin, it can ma koyach bezdin yofe. So which bezdin is it? You could say tomorrow. Excuse me, we were wrong yesterday, we have to change our decision from yesterday. Impossible to do it, because if not, it's Mamba Gohan God is in Yofi. And because of that, this community who came to the best about this case, in the same community said, Le'oilom einom choizrim bechol kehilo is hakoidesh. That's what it means. The Jews, in many different Jews, there are different age of our history, you know, the Rosh, the Rashbo, the Rishonim, till the late Sachonim, Arab Shik, the Talmud of Nechsam Soif, and others, you know, because that, we don't have any case to return to be mevatu the case that we spoke about. It's a very important, very important halacha, because it happened many times in communities, or in schools, or other groups that they are really tzibu, you know, they ever get a name of tzibu to be strong enough not to change their decision. That's what it has to be. In this issue, there is in the Chassam Sofer about the Neket HaKonin, a person, that this person is getting Glile for the next 6 months. He loved Glile. And beside you, you get Glile for the next every Sefer Torah, you are going there. Later decide, no, we'd like to give this boy, young boy, Bar Mitzvah boy, to give him Glile, another thing. They are not allowed to change it. What is it? It's a Kenyan. What are you going to buy it? To sell it? You're not buying, not to sell. You are going to get Aliyah so and so. For here. How could it be? It could be because it's tzibur, not because the king is a Kenyan. Not in other cases, not a Kenyan. But in this case of tzibur, it's good enough to get Aliyah, to be about Tfilah, to be They gave him the rights to be a Balfir for a long time, so because different that the thing would become, because they understood that it's good for the community. No different way to think about it, all, you know. Because the actual thing that the Tzibu, as a Tzibu, promised him to get it, the Gaboyim had a meeting, they said, you will be the person, you're dumb, you have to leave, you get other thing, you know. That's what you have to do. But the Sfarim, they are selling every Yom Kippur the Parnes Hayoyim for a year, you know. It's very expensive aliyah to get this right, you know, to be a Parnes in a community. Thousands of dollars are going to sell this kind of kinyonim in shul, that's with money. But even though it's Dovo Shelo Boloyim and many other places, but it's Chal, every kinyon like this is really Hevech Halos. Because of that. So, aliyahs, shuls, botechnicios, education, communities, city hall, Knesset, every agreement to make in that way have to be mekuyem by the people signed it, and they could say, I have a dream, I think, no question, no tainus, no minus, ain't derech kehilos Israel to tainen on themselves, we were wrong. You are not wrong. You have to be mekayim, even that you say now that it's wrong. In the beginning, you believe that is the right way that you have to do it. You run the community. You have to continue to mekayim the agreement that you have. Now, more or less, I have another few moments. This month is Chodesh Shvat. Chodesh Shvat, we have Chamishos HaMishvat. Rosh Hashanah Lo Ilon. Lo, not literally Le Ilon. Lo Ilon. Lo Ilon is like Leha Ilon, the Hiya Yedio. Which Ilon is we are talking about? Said Bnei Soschor. The Lo Ilon means the Esroigim. Lo Ilon. Why is the Esroig such a miyuchos? Esroig first, I be Mekayim Mitzvah with this fruit of the Fetzah Esroig. Mekayim Mitzvah is until Asulov. But not only that. At the time Kodbo created the world, Kodbo said, Toitzi Horetz, Eitz Pri Oise Pri. What is H pre? Or is a pre? H pre? H is not a pre. It is an S, and pre is a pre. How H pre or is a pre? A Kodmon said the tama etz a tam period shovin. The taste of the trees, the roots, and other, you know, has to be the same like the fruit by itself. And it's written one posik after that toise horez etz oise pre leminoi. What's about etz oise pre? H pre is a pre. Is it the land? Was Mikalku. I could go all there to be Eitz Pri and the fruit is a Pri. But Toise Oitz, Eitz Oitz a Pri, but not Eitz Pri. How is Kilkilo? The first Kilkilo in the world was in it, not Lisko Kodesh Bohu. The Gemara in Sukkah is dealing about it. How do we know that what's in the Torah, Pri Eitz Hodo means the Esrog? How do you know it's here at its Esrog? Where it's even not a Remez Esrog. The Gemara is asking many try few different fruits. There is sabres, you know, that have a koitzim. You're holding in the head, this is shtecht, you're from another side, you know. And then maybe that is the esrei, so it couldn't be. Why? Dorche adach in noyam. Couldn't be. A mitzvah that shtecht, a mitzvah couldn't shtecht, you know, it's said to be glad, you know. That's because it's couldn't be. So the Gemara, other fruits, no. So what is yet? Esrog. What is Esrog? Tam Ha'eset Tam Piroshovim. Where is written, if we want understanding the word Hodo, because Tam Ha'eset Tam Piroshovim is Hodo. Who said it's Hodo? What Hodo is it? Sedes Hasemes Moiridich. He said, the greatest Hodo in the world is to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Tam Ha'eset Tam Piroshovim, the whole tree, fruit trees in the world didn't listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only one fruit listened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They saw him. It's tam ha'etz v'tam pri yoshovim. You are going to take a piece of wood from the roots of the esroigim. You could feel that it's really esroig. You could feel it. And the esroigim is really not murkov more than it's esroigim murkovim. But then you couldn't have this taste, you know. But ain't a murkov, you could feel, you couldn't, a taste of the esroig from the tree of the esroigim is similar to the esroig by itself. And that is the hodo. He said, "Please, hodo, where the esrog was the one food that was mekayim dibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu, exactly what Hashem wanted, was only by the esrogim, because it is pi'etz hodo." And there is a passage that ki hodo meis asode lavoim b'ponecho b'amotze. What if shal ki hodo meis asode? What's the sade? I have to finish. I could continue. It's not being in the not only to the people are walking in the streets, but let's talk between us. Possible to finish. Very wonderful idea. So we are talking about Ki Odom is a soli. If something that has to be similar, Odom is a soli. What Odom is? Odom is a soli. Is a soli. What does it mean? Said if the Menachem said a wonderful shmosh what many years ago. He spoke about it. He said, everything in the creation is going from up to down. Everything, you hold something, you leave it, it's going down, 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 down. If you stop something, stop it there somewhere. That's going from up to down. There is one thing in the creation that is not, why is going from up to down? Because there is gravity. Gravity is on from up to down, that's it. And there is one thing in the creation that's not only not from up to down, from down to up, up, up. About what is it? Everything is growing. Everything is tzomeach. The thing is tzomeach going from down to up. If some tree will have very deep roots underground, the tree will be much higher and the fruit will be much better than other trees. Why? Because it has a power to go from down to up, to up, to up, to up, to the whole time. This is Esasonim. We have to teach ourselves, we have to think about our avodas Hashem, anytime go from down to up, not from up to down. That's one of the points. There is much more than that, but even though it's up now, and I want to remember this week is Parsha Samon, is a great school of Panose, specifically we are going to read this Parsha Samon Shabbos, is written in this morning of Doshi, we have to say it, Kedai, it's a Toivo Kamash, we have to say it every day, Parsha Samon, this week specifically.